Welcome back, Dog Pound. This week's social post of the week comes from Kansas City's KCTV5, who posted the incredibly moving story of new Browns wide receiver Dwayne Bowe, who flew back to Kansas City last week to attend the funeral of well-known Chiefs superfan Betty Johnson. Bowe and other players would pay their respects with a kiss on the cheek before every home game, and Bowe made sure to be in Kansas City to pay his final respects. And Andy, what I love about this is that it shows Dwayne Bowe's got a big heart, and not only did he go pay his respects, he spoke at the funeral saying that he's still going to kiss her in the sky before every game and play his heart out for her.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that you want in a football player. We all know what they do between the lines on Sundays, maybe Monday nights. But to watch this guy do that and to see what Dwayne, I mean, that makes you proud to say that he's a Cleveland Brown right now.
Yeah, you're excited. You're already rooting for him before you even know why.
Very cool stuff. All right, finally, it's time for our weekly predictions where we're going to tell you what we're convinced is going to happen in the near future. Nathan, you go first.
I know the draft's coming up, and we want to talk draft, but the schedule just came out, and I see at the Jets, home for Tennessee, home for the Raiders. Browns are starting the season 3-0. Let's go. Giddy up.
You're calling your shot right
Calling it right now. Shots fired.
You need 3-0. Here we go, Dog Pound. Here we go.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Look at that. You did it right.
Let's go.
I didn't even set you up the wrong way. All right, here is my bold prediction for this week, especially when it comes to the draft on Thursday night. Jameis Winston, I think, is a lock at one. If that doesn't happen, okay, we'll see. But I think somewhere between 2 through 5, we are going to see some shakeups. I think there's some teams that want to move up, and I cannot believe that Marcus Mariota is not going to at least get a little bit of interest from Philadelphia. I think something's going to shake. I think San Diego is going to be a player, and clearly the Browns will be a player because they have the assets to do it.
I think the Browns could be a part of a three-way trade that allows them to get more assets and more picks at that number 12 spot. We'll see if that happens come draft day.
I think it's going to be a fun night. All right, Dog Pound, thanks for joining us this week. If you want a chance to win 2 tickets to the official Cleveland Browns draft party at Cleveland Public Auditorium, visit clevelandbrowns.com/BrownsTV and enter the keyword partay.
Partay, yes indeed.
Nathan knows how to party. Make sure you watch or make sure you listen to Nathan on Cleveland Browns Daily, ESPN 850, and then I'll be right back here on News Channel 5 weeknights and on 92.3 The Fan from 10 to 2 with my good friend Jeff Phelps. Have a great week. Take us home.
The draft is coming up and we bark together on the Dog Pound Report. See you, everybody.